This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Evan.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you out there that actually deny climate change. Yes, you heard me. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is considered taking legal action against climate change deniers. Yes, friends. Is this like beyond your wildest, lawless, reprobate, carnal, fallen nature imagination? I mean, this is so unthinkable, friends. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has considered taking legal action against climate change deniers, friends. Is this incredible? I mean, folks, they attempt to create the climate change. Has anybody ever taken the time to look up? You ever notice those airplanes flying to and fro, and for some reason it looks like they're like dropping some sort of chemical out of the back of their engines? They have sprayers on the wings. Has anybody ever noticed that? Has anybody taken the time to go online and check out chemtrails, friends? America is pretty aware of the fact that the government has been spraying on the American people as if they were a bunch of guinea pigs, testing them all the way through since the late 60s in this country, and they want to convince you that there's a climate change issue that they are attempting to create. I mean, is this just so over the top, friends? But again, I suppose that's just a conspiracy theory too, right? It's interesting. I have friends that are pilots. And we were going to Tennessee. This was some time back, probably 10 years ago now. And we flew to Tennessee, me and him did. And interestingly enough, we had a jet right next to us flying the same direction that we were going. And, of course, it was at a distance. And I said, let me ask you something. Is that chemtrail or is that contrail? This is what he said to me, friends. He said, that is not contrail. He goes, what that is, I have no idea, but they are spraying something from the side of that aircraft. Of course they are. Of course they are. Go online, friends. It's all over the place. This isn't a theory. Again, this is common knowledge. And even those that are responsible for committing the crime, you can go online, you can see the pictures of the barrels filled with these chemicals that they're spraying on the population, friends. You can go ahead and look at them. Those that are actually the ones that are responsible for creating this test on the American people, as if to say that they were a bunch of guinea pigs, they've admitted it, but of course it's a theory again. Friends, we need to wake up to realize what's going on here. Because the bottom line is if you don't take, if you don't take them that represent you and we the people, and if you don't teach them the consequence of violating constitutional law, rest assured, God will teach you the consequence of not keeping his commandments. Did you hear what I said? If you don't teach them that represent we the people the consequences of violating constitutional law, God will teach you, America, the consequence of not keeping his commandments. And that's called judgment. You know, it's interesting. God did not leave himself God to the world father to me. My father did not leave himself without witness when he humored his people in D.C. just this last year and sometime before that, when all of a sudden a snowstorm unexpectedly came about and washed out Washington, D.C. with a snowstorm. And it just happened to be the same time that the corrupt administration was trying to convince the American people that there is climate change issues in which we need to deal with. Now, this is what I want you to hear, friends. Again, Attorney General Loretta Lynch has considered taking legal action against climate change deniers. See, again, friends, what they do is they create the issue. And then what they do is they do this through mischief, of course. It tells us, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with thee, America, I ask you, which frameth mischief by a law? Friends, they create climate change out of thin air. No pun intended, of course. And then what they do is they say, if you don't agree with us, what we're going to do is we're going to create a policy and we're going to actually take legal action against you because you don't agree with what we've created. What we're telling you, you don't agree with. You don't agree with our lies. And because you don't agree with our lies, we're going to bring legal action down upon your heads. They become the judge and the juror outside of only, not only that, but being the creator of the crime as well, friends. And of course, this is to create a tax, to throw on the backs of the American people to enslave them all the further. Now, isn't this interesting, friends? Attorney General Loretta Lynch, the United States top lawyer, anybody ever wonder why Jesus damned these people? Read Matthew 23. The top lawyer, Loretta Lynch, told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday that the Justice Department has discussed the possibility of a civil lawsuit against the fossil fuel industry. They're just trying to put them out of business. That's all they're doing. And by the way, Loretta Lynch has a long record of doing just this. She's got a long record of doing just this, friends. Climate change advocates compared the climate change deniers to members of the tobacco industry, the advocates that the Clinton administration won a racketeering case against. White House said the similarities between the mischief of the tobacco industry pretending that the science of tobacco's danger was unsettled and the fossil fuel industry pretending that the science of carbon emissions dangers is unsettled has been remarked on widely, particularly by those who study the climate denial apparatus that the fossil fuel industry has erected. Now, also keep in mind, friends, now I've given you a long laundry list of the crimes of the Clintons, namely Hillary Clinton, and I do want to put this in parallel. Isn't it interesting that we just heard from the Department of Injustice under Loretta Lynch that she's not responsible to actually indict Hillary Clinton for all of her crimes? Of course not. Of course she isn't. I guess that's not her job. Her job is to make criminals out of innocent people. And folks, America, let me say this because I love you. This is going to go on until you teach them, every single one of them that is sworn to uphold the constitutional republic and the laws enumerated there within. If they fail to uphold their oath, it's your duty. You are obligated to teach them the consequence of violating constitutional law. And I want to say this again, if you fail to do that, God will teach you and is teaching you the consequences of not keeping his commandments. Folks, climate change, give me a break. Guilty as charged, baloney, created out of thin air, just like the support that they claim they have while they rule the roost over 318 million Americans that allow them to do the things that they do and get away with it. Folks, we're going to be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Bradley, why are you so passionate about what you preach? Because first of all, I know in whom I believe, number one. And number two is I love my country. I love people. I got a question for those that are not passionate about what's going on in their country. Why are you not angry and passionate about righting the wrongs? It's interesting, friends. People can go to a football game, paint themselves half purple and half yellow in here in Minnesota here with their shirts off, screaming like a bunch of fools over a bunch of grown men fighting over a football, a pig ball, with tights on. But when I'm adamant and passionate about my God and my country, and actually serious about dealing with the crimes of those that represent we the people, who are opening the gates to those that have been driven out by our God, how can't you be passionate about what you say you believe and what you say you love? That's a question I would lay to anybody in this country. How come you're not in the fight? This is your country. We're in this together. Friends, jumping over to Sons of Liberty Media, stay in the same vein that we were just talking about a couple minutes ago. Loretta Lynch considering bringing legal charges against those that deny what they've created, friends, climate change. They want to charge these people. And they want to tax you for it, friends. To further enslave you, to indebt you, to control you. You know, it reminds me of Harriet Tubman. They called her the Moses of her day. She was a former slave who went about to free other slaves that had taskmasters throughout the southern states of the United States of America. And she was asked at one point, she was asked, Harriet, you've freed thousands of slaves, have you not? And Harriet Tubman said, yes, I could have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. America, you are good slaves. You are becoming great slaves. You are the frog in the boiling pot that has been boiled to death. You can't kick the can down the road any further because there is no more excuses as to what you're dealing with in this country. Now, I'm saying that to jump to the next topic, but staying course to the same topic, another branch off the same conversation. Folks, if you don't teach them that represent we the people the consequence of violating the constitutional republic and the enumerated laws there within, God's going to teach you the consequence of not keeping his commandments. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. House Republicans gave Paul Ryan a standing ovation after he funds visas for over 300,000 more Muslim migrants. With a big honking smile on Paul Ryan's face as he's shaking the criminal of the decade's hand, Barack Hussein Obama. House Republicans gave Paul Ryan a standing ovation after he funds visas for 300,000 more Muslim migrants. Do you realize, folks, that God judged Pharaoh and his servants? He judged them people, and he drove out from before the children of Israel through Moses, wicked nations to establish righteousness. What you are seeing with your representatives are they are opening the door to Pharaoh to enslave the American people and to liberate the crimes of those that God calls an abomination. Isn't it interesting to advocate the crimes of God's enemies? But they condemn God's children. And see, folks, we understand that that's what's going to happen in the present and in the days coming to a head. Because, folks, things are coming to a head. Something's going to have to crack. Something's going to have to break. Something's going to have to give sooner or later. But I always have to come back to this. How is it that 318 million people stand back and pay for this? Yep, you heard me right. How is it that 318 million people stand by and tolerate the crimes of a few as you flip the bill every step of the way? You're paying for all of this. You're paying for your own demise, friends. But that's what's happening in this country again. Let me reiterate this. If you don't teach them that represent we the people the consequence of violating constitutional law and the laws found within, God's going to teach you the consequence of not keeping his commandments. It's just the natural order of things. Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. He shall besiege thee. A slow takeover in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. Hello! He shall besiege thee in all of thy gates until thy borders, thy walls shall come down. Until the high and fenced walls come down wherein you trusted. Throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee, your enemy will, in all of the gates throughout all the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. So what's happening? That's exactly what's happening in this country. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then this is what the Lord's going to do to that nation. And it's not going to take long for it to happen. And yet we see it on a 24/7 basis in this country. And again, friends, it goes back to, it is personal to me. It sickens me. And folks, it really is this simple, and I just want to make it not difficult. I want to make it as simple as I possibly can. You know, when the Lord told us in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5, he said, listen, just look and see. I've taught you, this is Moses speaking, I've taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Now I know in the church in America today, they've taught you thou shalt not judge, which is completely contrary to scripture. That's the purpose of the church, to establish righteousness and to walk at liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, right? I know they've taught you opposite of that. But let me ask you something. Just let me lay a scenario there for you. A little parable. What would you think of a cop that seen a crime being committed and turned and looked the other way? What would you think of that cop? In other words, when you have the power, and that cop has the power, as a matter of fact, he's been put in the very position, Christians, I'm talking to you, he's been put into a position to right the wrongs. That's his very purpose. That's his very existence. As a matter of fact, that's his job. is to bring forth the law unto judgment. But yet when he seen the crime being committed, he turned around and he looked the other way. Because he listened to his hireling and the whore from the preacher that told him, thou shalt not judge. What would you think of that man? You would think he's the greatest of cowards. You would go up to the higher authorities, would you not, and say that that man needs to be fired. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, professed Christians in America. It's your job to enforce his laws. Listen, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do in the land whither you go to possess it. This is what the Lord said through Moses to the people. Now listen to what he said. He said, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all of these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. What made them a wise and an understanding people? A people that loved God enough to actually keep his commandments. It's that simple. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. What was the purpose of Christ coming in? Not only to save his people from their sins, but when you go to 1 John, he was made manifest to destroy the works of the lawless one. And what does the lawless one do? He violates law. And if you know that's what the devil advocates, guess what your job is to do? Is to deal with that devil in the name of Jesus Christ and in the power of his name. He is subject to you. And yet the church in America has no clue to what I'm talking about right now. Yet it's peppered throughout Scripture. It's peppered throughout Scripture. Folks, it's our wisdom to completely yield ourselves over to our Heavenly Father for His glory. And by the way, for your good. For your good. And for your children's children's good. And look at these people who are doing, friends. The small handful of people that are actually destroying at will your country are laughing at your face. They are laughing in your face as they are reallocating finances to now fund your enemies to come in and destroy your Christian heritage. Hey, and friends, don't doubt me. That is exactly what this is all about. If you're one of those that has your head stuck in the sand, you might want to go online for just a little bit and see the crimes of the people that these people are rejoicing over as they give them 300,000 Muslims some more visas to come into the United States of America on your dime to destroy your country, to rape your women, to sodomize your children, friends. Oh, folks, and it's not called homophobia. It's called common sense. It's time for you to wake up, friends, because it's happening in your country. And if you're waiting for the revolution to start, I want to tell you something. It started a long time ago. Siege means a slow takeover. America, you have the law. Get the broom. Sweep it away. Deal with the issues at hand, and you can have your country back. Be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, P.S., I forgot to tell you, you have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I mean, when you follow the lead blindly, friends, look what happens. Jesus said, the blind lead the blind. Let them alone. Matter of fact, it was Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of Herod, the doctrine of government, because they're corrupt. He was speaking of Herod at that time. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, who say and do not. Read Matthew 23. That's why we're in the position that we're in today, America. I mean, folks, I don't understand why I would get on the radio. And I want anybody to think along with me. And by the way, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Why would I just get on the radio and give you great specificity concerning the crimes of those that represent we the people? We know who's committing the crime. Why would I get on the radio every day of the week and just magnify the crimes of those in government without giving you the resolve and lay the responsibility on the responsible party? I mean, folks, what people in this country are conditioned to believe, for example, when somebody shoots and kills somebody, what they do is they're led to believe that for some reason or other, the gun was responsible, not the person pulling the trigger. And I've given you an analogy before, friends, when I've gone into great specificity concerning the AK-47 and how the AK-47 is used to kill a lot of people all at once. And how you're taught by the state-controlled narrative to believe that the gun itself is bad, not the person pulling the trigger. That's all I'm trying to do, friends, is show you who's responsible for pulling the trigger rather than highlighting the weapon itself. And yet, in politics all day long, you hear conservatives and professed Christians highlighting in great specificity the crimes of those that they know are guilty, but they don't call for justice. They condition themselves and the listeners to go ahead and just accept it because there's nothing that you can do about it, when in fact, America, the opposite is true. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message. Hey folks, you can go every other avenue that you want to go, and you are not going to find the answer until you fall at the feet of Jesus Christ, like it or not. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And we do know that when you make it towards the end of your life, if you go ahead and live out your sin, you're going to die in sin. But when you die in sin, on that final day, you're going to sit. Because we understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and this the judgment, and then this the judgment. Folks, that applies to every single human being on this earth, regardless if they like it or not. But the fact of the matter is, while we're here, friends, we don't have to tolerate crime in this temporary proving ground that God has bestowed upon us through His mercy and His grace. He's given us the understanding how to actually live in peace. He's given us the understanding as what we're to do and how we're to do it. And I know that for some people that this is just way too complicated. It's way too complicated. Here, let me give it to you right now. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Here's the whole of the matter, friends. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Folks, listen, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. Here's the next verse. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That sounds pretty simple to me. And we know that by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness. But church in America, if you were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, your enemies wouldn't even be thinking of violating the law had you been magnifying the law. I mean, that sounds pretty simple to me. And yet again, we want to complicate the issues because we want to talk ourselves out of responsibility. And that's what it always comes to. You know, I remember an analogy, because you can go ahead, and I know in America, people, you've been conditioned to play the victim as well. That usually falls to the newer up-and-coming generations. They have this victim mentality because they've been watching the dictator-in-chief in the White House get away with for 8 years while their parents allow him to do the things that he's doing. But I remember there was this guy on Geraldo. It was back in the 90s. It was a man that had an eating disorder. They said he was sick, not responsible. And I'll never forget it as long as I live, because I remember that this man was so big, he ate so much food that no longer could he get out of his bed. And by the way, if he could get out of his bed, guess what? He couldn't get between the two doorposts because he had outgrown the fact that he could actually walk through and get out of the house. That's how big he was. And see, what I noticed when I was watching this back in the 90s, I remember the camera crew kept going to the man that was on television that was so big, and he had everybody feeling sorry for him. And by the way, I felt bad for him too, poor guy. And I noticed the camera crew would go back to the man that couldn't get out of bed, that had an eating disorder, that was sick, not responsible. And I noticed the camera would go to his face where he was sweating, just where sweat was literally dripping off his face. And then with the camera crew, they go back to the guest audience, where some of the people in the guest audience were looking at him with tears running down their face. And folks, this was the version of the version of love that the world had to offer this man. Now, why am I saying that? You know, because what I noticed is when the camera would go back to the man that couldn't get out of bed, that had an eating disorder. He was sick and he couldn't help himself. And by the way, about 15 years ago, they took that on as another disease, interestingly enough. How that works for the bureaucracy, that's another story. But it was interesting, the camera would go to him and then the guest audience, playing the emotions of the television viewer. And all of a sudden, the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back, and right under the face of this man that was sick and couldn't help himself, he wasn't responsible. He ate himself to the point where he couldn't even get out of bed anymore. I noticed when the camera pulled the camera back, or when the camera crew pulled the camera back, I noticed right under this big man's face was a big, huge plate of food that was delivered up to him by the people that were crying and feeling sorry for him. What a sick, twisted, reprobate version of a fallen love. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. Instead of loving on this man by telling him that he was responsible for the choices that he was making, they fell back and they kept feeding him till the point where he died. He ended up dying. That's what their love delivered. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, friends. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Where is the love? Where is the love? But this is the love that the American people swallow all day long. It's emotional. Let me say it this way. Not only is it emotional, but those emotions are destroying your eternal life at every step of the way. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Oh, interesting. Are you saying I'm responsible for every choice that I make? Yep, because this man wasn't sick. He was just making bad choices. But the spirit of the world, through emotions, would have you believe that he couldn't help himself when in fact it was his hand taking the food and shoving it right back in his own face. Yep, he was feeding into, literally, the very system of hate that at length costed him his life. And by the way, that is hate, friends, not to tell the truth. Read the Bible. Read Leviticus 19:17. I'm not to hate my brother, and I'm not to allow him to have sin upon his life or in his life. It's my job to warn him and to flee from the wrath to come, knowing the terror of the Lord, it tells us in the book of Corinthians. Where is the love? Man, I mean, that's what I want to know is, where is the love? Because I see the love of the love in this world. By the way, the spirit of the world and what they call love is the same version of love that the church has been kicking out for a long time. And it's not love at all. It's hate. It's not love at all. It's hate. I'll tell you what, if I'd have been sitting there and that dude would have been laying there, I'd have looked at all those people crying for him, and I would have looked at him and I would have said to him, what are you doing? You are enabling, not only are you enabling this man to kill himself, you are serving him up to kill himself. And because you're feeling sorry for him, rather than pointing your finger in his face and saying it's you that's making the wrong choices, that's killing yourself. Hey, America, I'm saying the same thing to you. I'm saying the same thing to you. It's what you're allowing. It's the bread of the world that's destroying your soul and it's destroying your natural life. Because you're not calling it for the way it is. See, and this is why Jesus said to his brothers in John 7:7, he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates. Because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. And that's why he said in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Can you show me in Scripture anywhere, friends, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, where Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, through any one of the fathers of the faith or the patriarchs, ever withheld love? Because I can't find it. As a matter of fact, King David said in Psalm 109, I was hated for my love. Well, what did his love do? He magnified the law against crime to establish righteousness. You want to know why, friends? Because he loved God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about, well, love, we ended up with that one. Love warns. You know, it's interesting, folks, when I do high school assemblies or colleges or tea parties, I tell them about how the young people understand love and they can understand hate. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at their bottom to their own destruction. Soon a concerned committee got together and they said, "We need to fix the problem. We need to remedy the problem." You know what their remedy was? To put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And I know some people are about as dense as they can be when they laugh at something like that. But the fact of the matter is, America, this is how you think. This is how you're taught to think by a corrupt system. It's the spirit of the world. You know, when I ask the students, the young people in this country, which ones love? To just stand there and watch you go over the end of the cliff and crash at your own bottom? Or to crash at the bottom to your own destruction? Or is it love to get in your face? They say, to get in our face. Huh. Yeah, to get in your face. Yeah, that's right, though. That's true love, because you know what? We're not to let love be without dissimulation. It's not to be a counterfeit or a fiend love. And because I love my country, I magnify the law. You understand? Oh, and by the way, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let's counter this. Put it on a positive. Alabama Supreme Court tells Supreme Court to take a hike on marriage opinion. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. And isn't it interesting? This administration, along with the UN globalist friends, Isn't it interesting how they're making way for Sharia? Isn't it interesting how corruption looks just like Sharia? Huh. Isn't it interesting how that works, friends? But speaking of love, Alabama Supreme Court tells Supreme Court to take a hike on marriage opinion. Huh. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, thanks to the Republican Civil War, every scenario ends with Hillary Clinton winning the election. Folks, I just put a brand new video out today. That Hillary's support is just like Barack's. It's created out of thin air. Fake Twitter accounts. She doesn't have the support. Isn't it interesting how the Republicans hate your guts so much, America, that they're not even willing to call out Hillary Clinton for her crimes? Nope, they're legitimizing her presidency. And by the way, I was talking about this just the other day, and of course, what's everybody talking about now, friends? It's the Spirit of Christ giving you a heads up, a foreshadow of what's coming. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know Mitch McConnell, who his father's ship was actually raided, and they found 90 pounds of cocaine on that ship. Of course, Mitch is drug trafficking is what he's doing. And we know that in Washington, D.C., people know him. The outsiders know him as the big anti-drug guy. Nope. They create the crime, and then they create the bureaucracy. Right? But did you know that Mitch McConnell, just last month, was actually saying that we're going to take out Trump and give it to Hillary? If he didn't say it with his words, which he did, he's doing it by his actions. That's how much the Republican Party hates you, America. And when you wake up to the fact that there's no difference between the right and the left, then things are going to begin to change in this country, and not until then. There is no difference. It's corrupt from the top to the bottom. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim professor, marriage has no age barrier, and Muslims have no need to be ashamed about sex with children. Remember I told you it was going to follow in pursuit, close pursuit behind the homosexuals in America? Guess what's happening, friends? It's been happening. By the way, pedophiles in the United States of America now want their rights. They want to normalize sex with children. Is that not interesting? Yep. That's why they're opening the doors up to Muslims, friends, because they're just like them. See, what God calls an abomination, they attempt to advocate. America, you're going to allow yourselves to be destroyed if you don't respond. As I said earlier, if you don't teach them that represent we the people, the consequence of violating constitutional law and the enumerated laws found within, folks, God's going to teach you the consequence of not keeping his commandments. That's exactly what's happening. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hillary Clinton's dishonest anti-gun tirade can't distinguish between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Like Barack Hussein Obama, friends, he's not there to magnify the law. He's there to tear it down and recreate it in the image of a new world order. That's what he's doing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as the charade goes on, back and forth, White House hypocritically slams mudslinging of Republicans as damaging nation's reputation. Folks, there is no difference. Go ahead and open your eyes. And if you can't open your eyes because you don't want to, at least you're listening, now you know. And by the way, you are responsible for what you know. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, stabbing victim pulls knife out of own neck, kills Muslim terrorist. Why would you want 300,000 Muslims on a visa coming into the United States outside of the fact that you want to destroy your country? Have you taken the time to look at the countries in which they came from, friends? They leave nothing. And yet they say they serve God. And yet when you look in Scripture, you can see that they serve the devil, not the God of the Bible in any sense of the word. It's antithetical, friends. It's in direct contrast. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now he's a sporting and a breathing tube. Now he's sporting a breathing tube. Woman shoots mall stalker in the throat after he pulls a knife. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Good. Good. Now do you want to know your reason why you should have a gun, America? There you have it. You know, if we were magnifying law against crime, folks, there ain't nobody in this country that would tolerate any politician talking about any anti-gun anything. Literally. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Who is our national's capital named after? Folks, the video shows and demonstrates why ignorance threatens our republic. Read Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Bundy attorney, we weren't given the full truth at the initial FBI press conference after the shooting. Of course you weren't. You know, interestingly enough, all these FBI agents after they shot Lavoie Vinnicum, hey friends, isn't it interesting? They all got together and they decided that what they did was justifiable. I mean, folks, they're the judge and the jury. Why? Because the American people have let them get that far. They've gotten together now to justify the crimes. But when you watch the video, there is no way you can justify the crimes of the federal government when they ambushed Lavoie Vinnicum on the road and shot him down like a dog. It's all on video, both within the truck and without through a drone. Oh, I just don't want to see that. No, what you're saying is I just don't want to take responsibility. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, new Georgia gun bill causes anti-gunners to lose their mind. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully. There is no gun debate. There is no gun debate. Zero. There isn't one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ben Shapiro faces the next generation of KKK, the college kid clan. Folks, you want to meet some stupid people? Go into your local college.
That's exactly right. And when you look and see what's going on, oh my goodness. We have a job to do, as I always like to say here at the Sons of Liberty, but we want you to be a part of it. You sons and daughters of Liberty out there, you folks who listen to the radio program, you get fed on a daily basis. It is our goal in the up-and-coming year to double our sons and daughters of Liberty, those who faithfully support this ministry on a monthly basis. In fact, we have updated some of this information. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, we have a brand new landing page that tells how you can spread the word. Jump on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on that button that says Help Spread the Word. You'll see a beautiful picture of Bradley.
Wow, I think that looks absolutely fantastic.
You know, it does look absolutely fantastic. And the fact of the matter is, you can help spread the word. Because people say, well, I'm one person. How can I be a part of this? What's something that I can do to really feel like I'm making a difference? This is one of the ways that you can do this. Become a son or daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you can choose a level of membership that's right for you. Everyone gets a beautiful certificate. And you can be a part of getting this message to the masses. Speaking of turning talk radio into do radio, we are leaving right after. We are going to the East Coast. We've got events lined up out there, folks. We are constantly bringing forth the truth, whether that be through the Bible, the Constitution, our founding forefathers, lies in the media, what's going on in our nation today. You name it, we are speaking out, and we want you to be a part of the microphone that gives us that voice piece. We want you to be a part of the gas that goes in that car to get out and moving and feel good about bringing the truth once again to restore America back to its Christian and constitutional heritage that we so have, I think we've taken for granted in many ways, the blood, sweat, and tears, and the price has been paid for our freedom, because if we loved our country enough, we would do something about the problems that we see.
Of course, and that's what we're doing, is we're not just here backhanding sin for what it is. It's our job to slay sin. That's what we're doing, but we're also equipping people to understand how is it that you do it, and the only way that you can do it, rather than cursing the darkness, you got to light a candle and lead the way, and we have such an opportunity in this country, because as the times get darker, the church gets brighter.
Amen, and we have a job to do, so let's do it together. Join our army for Christ. Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, see ya, deeds not work.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge, so your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID.